Robot Scott and Todd. Coming at you on December 28th, 2024. This will be a Scott Speaks for you this evening. You know, holiday time. Todd was in Colombia with, you know, visiting with family for the holidays. And Jamie and I thought we might do a We Watchables. We ended up not doing it. And so now it's Saturday night and I got about 40 minutes to record, edit, and upload an episode. So I just thought I'd do a quick one here, you know, maybe 20, 25 minutes, and just do kind of a year in review, a wrap up, if you will, for 2024 of the podcast. Productive year. This will be episode 52, so you can do the math. That's not hard to figure out. 52 weeks in a year, this will be the 52nd episode uploaded in 2024, which honestly I'm pretty pleased with. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, it's not easy to do a podcast every single week. I'm not saying it's difficult, but it is somewhat of a labor of love. Some episodes are more difficult to edit than others. Certainly a couple recent episodes, the Stereo Gum episodes that we do every year, take a little extra time because I'm inserting all that music in the background. I've found ways over the years to make it a little easier. When I think back to how I did it the first year or two, I kind of cringe because it took me hours and hours to put all those tracks in and blend it all together. I was fading stuff in and out. I was doing way more work than I needed to. So I've definitely, you know, learned and gotten better over the years, which is a good thing. That's what you want in life, to improve and get better as you go along. And then, you know, the We Watchables, we did three We Watchables this year. I'll get more to some of the stats here in a second. But those take a lot more prep than we normally do, because you're watching a movie, usually for me, watching the movie twice. I didn't have to do it for Home Alone, although I did rewatch some parts for the We Watchables episodes. But definitely at least watching the movie one time, taking a lot of notes, transcribing those notes into categories. Like there's work to be done, you know, again, much more so than normal. Normally, I'm going to speak on Todd's behalf since he's not here. Especially for Todd, no work is done. Not even a thought, usually, until 5 minutes till the show starts. Like, oh, what are we going to talk about? Again, that's not always the case, but it's often the case. But with those rewatchable episodes, man, there's just a lot of homework that must be done. So, but those were certainly fun. Had a good time recording those this year. But no, a productive year. You know, had a lot of interaction with some of the episodes. Honestly, our rewatchable episodes are some of the highest level of interaction that we have on some of the posted podcasts. So appreciate that. Appreciate you guys coming in, giving us some feedback, questions, comments, that sort of thing. I know I say that every week. As that was coming out of my mouth, I was like, man, I've been saying this for years. But it's true. We do appreciate the questions and comments on any episodes, but specifically things like the rewatchables. Because, you know, and look, we did Home Alone just a couple weeks ago. That, or was that last week? Was that the most recent show? I think that actually was the most recent show. It was the Home Alone rewatchables. Yeah, it was. You know, it's not a surprise that gets a lot of interaction because, what's the term that they use in social media? Engagement. It gets a lot of engagement because, look, it's a very popular movie. And so we know that doing titles like that will get the interaction. Although we also did earlier this year, we did Better Off Dead and Men at Work. Two film, and our first ever We Watchables was Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. All three of those films that we really enjoyed from that time period, 1989, 1990. By the way, again, as I look at this, Home Alone was 1990. So we're really locked into that 88, 89, 90, 91 kind of time frame. But For our rewatchable episodes. But, you know, those are the movies that we like. A lot of people probably haven't seen Better Off Dead, or certainly a lot of people haven't seen Men at Work, or Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I just realized half of our rewatchables episodes have the term dead in it. But anyway, so it's fun to talk about those movies and maybe introduce those movies to some people. That's not our intent, but if that's a auxiliary benefit to us doing it, then so be it. Then I'm happy about that. So anyway, so it's just, those are fun to do. They get high engagement, as I said, and I'm happy that's the reality. You know, we want to produce and create podcast content that people are interested in and they want to talk about and they want to interact with us and with others by commenting on Facebook or on Instagram or anywhere else that, you know, people are talking about the podcast. So that is fun to see, and we're happy about that. But again, so we had 51, soon to be 52 episodes this year. The three WeWatchables, there were, for the first time ever, there were two of them, there were Todd Talks episodes that we uploaded this year. The first one was way back in February, I think. It was when I go to a conference every year in February. I think that was the first one because I was just like, I don't know how I'm going to be. Yeah, February 11th. That would have been the week that I was at the conference. And the episode was called Todd Apparently Loves the Amalfi Coast and Other Stuff because he talked a lot about the Amalfi Coast. Not really sure why, but he did. And then there was a second Todd Talks this year. I'm trying to find where it is. It was much later in the year where he talked about, where the hell is it? I feel like it was pretty recently. Yeah, December 4th. Todd auditions for public radio and clears his throat is what I titled it. But yeah, he talked about jazz for a bit and then did some news headlines. And that one was simply, my recollection at least, that we weren't able to sync up on when we were going to be able to do it. I was traveling later in the week and I was just like, I think he offered and I was like, yeah, absolutely. Please do one. And he did. And ironically, I think both of his episodes were like exactly 35 minutes. So yeah, the first one was 32 minutes, the second one 35. So anyway, whatever. And then of course I did a number of Scott Speaks. I do Scott Speaks whenever the situation that currently is happening comes into play, where just for whatever reason, we just couldn't get together, Todd and I, on scheduling and record a normal, our standard podcast. So got to get something up. Something every week, as I discussed right at the outset. That's kind of what we do here. So happy to talk about that. Happy to take that lead and give you guys the content that you deserve and that you have earned over the years. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention we also, Jamie and I, did a handful of the other half pods. I see two so far, three, four. I think we did four. Yeah, we did four. Four in 2024. Technically, actually, the first podcast uploaded this year was one, so that would be the fifth. But we recorded that the night before New Year's Eve, on December 30th, 2023. So, but it does count as the first episode of the year for 2024 on the BroPod Network. So five, the other half podcasts, two Todd Talks, and then I had nine Scott Speaks. And again, the Scott Speaks are, I don't want to call them filler, but they are typically, they just come up when, as mentioned, we just can't sync up. I will also say that the shortest podcast ever on the BroPod Network was this year, and it was a Scott Speaks, and it was March 3rd, and that was the night, it was the last day/night of the ski trip that Todd and I took to Tahoe, and we intended to do a podcast, but about halfway through the trip, I got sick. We only had one podcast mic. He didn't want to share a mic. I didn't blame him. And so at the very last minute, literally with like 15 minutes before the end of the week, and I don't know, I'll go into this more in a second, but with 15 minutes to spare, shall I say, I sat in the bathroom of the travel lodge that we were staying in and did a podcast. And it was 7 minutes and change. So it barely counts, but at the same time, it still counts. And it was called Blizzardly because we had, or I had driven us back from Tahoe down to Reno. That night, there was a blizzard, a legitimate blizzard, very high winds, high, heavy snow. And we got to the travel lodge at like 11 o'clock. And I was sick and exhausted. Todd was just tired. I don't think he'd gotten sick at that point. And he had a 5:30 a.m. flight. So he was only going to get like 3.5 hours of sleep, 4 hours max. My flight was at like 10 a.m. that morning. So I ended up getting up, taking him to the Reno airport, which was like 10 minutes away, coming back, sleeping for another 2 hours or so, and then going back to the airport, the whole thing. It was just a disaster. But anyway, so I went into the bathroom. He had laid down to try and get some sleep. I went into the bathroom with my computer and my microphone and recorded a little podcast and uploaded it right there. That was pretty wild. I don't know if that was the closest I've ever come to not getting an episode up before midnight on Saturday. But if it wasn't the closest, it was one of the top two or three closest. It was definitely the closest I've ever come in not having anything to upload. Like, we've had episodes in the can, and I just wait until 11 p.m. on Saturday night to come in here and edit them and upload them. But that's just me with bad, you know, time management skills. But this is a situation where we had nothing. I had nothing produced, nothing recorded. Forget produced. I had nothing. And I kind of made something out of nothing. So I don't know if I take pride in that, but I definitely don't take pride in the fact that it was a 7-minute podcast. Again, that doesn't really count. But yeah, it made it up and uploaded and kept the streak alive. So anyway, so tonight will be the 52nd episode of the year. Pretty cool that that's the case. I guess I was just talking about the other Scott Speaks and I alluded to it earlier. Again, it's just I'm kind of a stickler for things like this. I obviously, you know, I don't have to have it up by midnight. You know, if I put one up at 2 a.m. late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, you know, and I said, well, I was still up from Saturday, so that still qualifies as being uploaded that week, that would be fine. And honestly, I'm uploading the grand majority of these in mountain time. So if you were to look at our Spotify and you're in the East Coast, I guess maybe it would show that it was uploaded. These are often uploaded on Sundays instead of Saturdays. I don't know. It is a sense of pride for me to get it up by midnight on Saturday. And literally I'm looking at my clock. It's 11:34, but I'm not worried. I've done this before. I've done a quick Scott Speaks, and then I'm still able to put the bumper music in the front, bumper music in the back, save it, throw it up there as a completed episode and move on with our life. It's not a big deal. I do this more often than I care to admit. Let's just put it that way. So, this finishes, you know, finishing up 2024 will be officially our sixth year, I believe, of putting up podcasts. We technically started recording in the fall of 2017, but we got like, I don't know, 8 or 10 episodes in the can, as they say, using industry talk. Stella's standing behind me. I don't know what she's doing. Stella, what are you doing? Anyway, we had 8 or 10 episodes in the can, and we were recording infrequently, like twice a month sort of thing. We had 8 or 10 in the can before we ever uploaded the first episode because it was spring. I'm pretty sure it was April of 2018. was when I finally got the website set up and, you know, figured out how to upload a podcast that then uploaded it to Spotify and Anchor and, you know, Apple, whatever, all the various sites. So, you know, that took about 6 months, I guess, to get established. And then Todd eventually set up the Instagram account, which he never updates, and some other stuff. But anyway, so yeah, basically six years. Again, the idea germinated and technically started over 6 years ago, but basically this is the sixth year of uploading pods. And we've not only the past, I'd say, 3 years, maybe four, but definitely three, have we done an episode a week. Excuse me. So to say 6 years, you'd be like, oh, you're 300 episodes. Not exactly. Literally by number of episodes, the standard episodes were 271, but I think we're at like 350, feels right. Because again, when I do a Scott Speaks, when we do a Todd Talks, they're considered BPST special episodes. And so those aren't numbered. And then also when we do the WeWatchables, they are not numbered. They're just simply BPST WeWatchables, the date in the film. So when you combine all of those and throw them in, we're definitely closer to 350, 360 total episodes uploaded. I wish I had that information. You think I would have it handy, but I don't. Anyway, but yeah, it's, you know, look, it's a, what do they call it? It's a passion project. You know, I definitely not doing this for the money. In fact, lost way more money than we've made. Speaking for myself, I can say that. But you know, it's something we like doing. Todd and I both did college radio for many, many years. Well, that's not true. Todd did it while he was a student at Clemson. I did it for years after being a student. Just as John Q. Citizen, I, you know, continued going up there and doing my radio show in Clemson. And once podcasting kind of became a thing, I just knew this is something I want to do. Like, this is fun. This is awesome. I'm going to do this. We're going to make this happen. And so I did. And again, as I've said many, many times, you know, when I originally came up with the idea of doing a podcast, I just wanted to do it myself. You know, guys like Bill Burr and other people who literally just get on the mic and just talk. I was like, I can do that. I've done enough radio. I know how to do that. I can do that. I want to do that. And that was the idea. And Todd was kind of the interloper, if you will. And you know, he came in and he's like, I want to be part of that too. Okay, sure. And I literally, honestly, I wanted to do a network, hence BroPod Network. I wanted to have a variety of shows. There would be most of it, I thought, would be just me. The rest of it could be Todd and I talking. I wanted to do a show with my friend Wilson. I knew I would do it, you know, Jamie was interested in doing a show, so I knew we'd do some of that. And I thought we'd have one main page, which we still do, by the way, BroPodNetwork.com, with multiple subpages where you could go in and, you know, maybe some shows were once a week, some were once a month, some were once a quarter, I don't know. But if you were like, hey, I'm into cryptocurrency, which is what I was going to do with Wilson, you'd go to that tab of the main page and you could, there you would find all of the cryptocurrency shows. Or, hey, I want to hear what life with Jamie and Scott is like. Okay, go to the other half page. Or, hey, I just want to hear Scott. Okay, well, that's the main page. Or I want to hear what Todd and Scott are talking about. That was the idea. And again, now here we are 6 years later. By the way, I'm looking at it now. June 6th, 2018 is when I uploaded the first episode. But I do believe the first episode ever recorded was, as I mentioned, back in late 2017. So anyway, and that one's uploaded too. I uploaded that a few months after we started. And another one that's called the BPST Archives, not listed as a BPST episode. So anyway, I don't know if we're doing it right. I don't know if we're doing it wrong. I really don't care. I'm not in it to make a whole bunch of money. I'm just here because I enjoy chatting. I enjoy having this forum and talking to, I would say talking to you people. But, you know, just chatting into the ethos, which is what I'm doing now, because I definitely not getting in, you know, any real-time feedback. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm just talking to myself. I'm talking into a microphone. So, but anyway, that's, you know, that's kind of the update. That's the full update, actually, where I'm letting you know State of the Union, if you will. I know State of the Unions politically are still a few weeks off because they're typically in January, but I'm doing this one now. So hope you guys found it interesting, enjoyed it. And look, we say this every week, or I say it every week, but I mean it. Like, let me know if you want to hear something. Oh, we also had, I meant to mention this, kind of looking back at the year that was, we dabbled with, although I don't know if we officially did actually upload any videos in 2024. I think we did a couple in 2023 in 2023. Problem is I left that on Todd, and of course he's lazy, so he didn't do that. But we definitely did, we had a pretty unique one. We had the, I think the episode is literally called The One with Ro. We had my good friend Rohan Prashad come on. We talked a lot of basketball. That's probably somewhere in May. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, BPST episode 251, The One with Ro. That we did have video of, and we actually used Zoom for that, which Todd and I usually use a different service, but so that was interesting. And the episode right before that was the 250th, which was kind of a special episode as well. But yeah, I mean, look, at if you like what you're hearing, awesome, let us know. The_bro_pod, Instagram or X. Also shoot us an email, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com. And of course, just listen, share, tell a friend. I mean, if the impressions and engagement, if every impression or engagement that we made told five friends, I know this is a multi-level marketing scheme, but then we'd be getting some pretty big numbers right now. Again, I'm not doing this to make any money or get a massive audience, but by the same token, that'd be pretty cool if we got some legit sponsorships and, you know, a little extra coin coming back. Like I said, I've lost way more money on this than I expect to ever make. But if I could just break even, you know, by the time the show is officially done with and packed up and over, whenever that might be, that would be cool. I'd take it. So anyway, I guess that's it. So again, to all of you that have been with us from the start, we appreciate it. Thanks for sticking around this long. We'll continue to pump out content. That's just what we do. We're a content machine. I'm a production and edit machine, and Todd's a tag-along machine. So, but yeah, we appreciate you guys hanging around, listening to as many episodes as you do. And yeah, 2025 appears to be no different. Full plans to continue going full speed ahead. And we hope you guys will join us on the ride, as they say. So yeah, hope everyone had a happy holidays, or is still having a happy holidays, depending on how you celebrate. And of course, has a great New Year's Eve, safe New Year's Eve, and a happy new year. And yeah, cheers to a new flip over of the calendar in 2025. We'll be there right with you, and we hope you will join us as well. So, we thank you as always for listening, and until next week, everybody.